Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen as we have a calm conversation about the ordinary, mundane, or for some people, uninteresting things. A lot of people like to use this podcast to find their way to sleep, but a lot of our listeners have been reaching out saying that it helps them with anxiety, so I'm so happy to hear that as well. If you have friends who are, you know, feeling a bit of stress, recommend this podcast to them and see if it helps them. I'm your host, Marco Timpano, and this podcast today, this episode, I should say, is one of the things I've been talking about for a while that's kind of a dream that has come true. You've heard this voice before, a dear friend, Nima Karazi. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Marco.
The reason I'm so excited is we're recording face-to-face.
Oh, yeah.
In the same room.
That's right.
In Los Angeles. In Santa Clarita, to be exact, because we talked about Santa Clarita on an episode prior.
That's right.
But our Patreon listeners will know this because they watched a video of this happening. We had to book a last-minute flight to come into Las Vegas to drive into Los Angeles because Amanda had a premiere of the movie that she's in, Thanksgiving, that we've mentioned on the podcast before. And it was at this beautiful theater called the Vista Theater that Quentin Tarantino now owns. And it's one of those 1920s theater with just one movie screen.
Oh, yeah.
And the Art Deco. And it was just wonderful. And it was a wonderful premiere. But we weren't certain that was going to happen because there was a strike prior that ended just in time for them to say, if you can come to LA, come to the premiere. And that's what we did. And we're very grateful because we have dear friends here in LA, and that's Nima and Michelle. And now I'm sitting here with you, Nima. Thank you.
This is so great. I love, this is the second time that we've recorded in person. And the first time was in Utah, in Salt Lake City.
Right. Yes.
And so this is my home turf. And now I can't wait to reciprocate the favor and record with you in Toronto someday.
Anytime. You guys are welcome. We tend to show up at Nima and Miracle's door, Michelle and Miracle's door, and just knock and say, hey, we're here. And they're like, what? Or we'll send them a text. We're in Los Angeles. Can we crash at your place?
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome.
You guys are always so gracious.
I love it.
And have such a beautiful home.
Oh, thank you. You're kind.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not a kind person, but I'm glad to hear that. So since I am in Los Angeles, and our listeners might not know this, but I'm constantly talking to Nima over certain apps and whatnot, communication apps, and I'm always asking, where's this area in relation to this area in LA? So I have a couple of areas of LA, I don't know if you call them areas, but like zones or
hamlets
of LA that people tend to know. I'm going to ask you, and you tell me something about that place, why you would go, if there's an interesting coffee shop or something interested in these areas. And I'm
for
just going to randomly pick from a map.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
That works great.
Fantastic. And if there's an area that you want to talk about that I don't mention, hey, I'm cool. let's rap about it, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah. So Beverly Hills. I'm going to start with this caveat.
Yeah.
So Michelle Miracle, my wife, the lovely Michelle, as I call her, she is going to be so critical of this episode.
Okay.
Because I grew up in the South Bay and Orange County.
Right.
I've only been in LA for the last maybe 4 years or 5 years. Maybe 7 years. So I haven't really gotten too much around. And when you live in OC, Orange County, you tend to not spend a lot of time up in the LA area because everything that you need is in Orange County.
I see.
So I don't have a lot of experience here except for like maybe driving to LAX or maybe going to like one or two cities. So most of my experience here is in the last like less than a decade.
So if I'm getting this right, most of your life has been LA adjacent in Orange County, which is a large area,
huge
swath of land,
massive.
And where you have all your needs.
Right.
So there's only certain reasons you would come into Los Angeles proper.
That's
Is that
right.
fair?
That's right.
So then let me peel back a second.
Okay.
If someone's never been to Orange County,
okay,
what would be three things you would say, here's what you need to do?
Oh, see, that's good. Because Orange County starts in like Brea and La Habra and then goes all the way down to like Dana Point and San Juan Capistrano. So you have so much coastal from Huntington Beach to Seal Beach to you have all the way down to Newport Beach, which is so fancy and schmancy.
And that's where the cigarettes were named after. That's right. Not that I promote cigarettes, no. But you know, I remember like on the back of my mom's magazines, there'd always be an ad for Newport cigarettes.
Yeah, Newport.
And there was always like, you know, stylish people in a fancy car near the beach smoking cigarettes. This podcast does not recommend smoking cigarettes, but you know, that's my association. If I think Newport, think Newport cigarettes. So
Newport Beach is really big. And then there's Balboa Pavilion. But here's what I would say, the big three places in Orange County. You should go to Anaheim, and not just Anaheim because Disneyland is there.
Right.
Disneyland is there.
Sure.
But there's just a lot of really good food and a lot of really fun places to go see in Anaheim. So that would be something great to go and visit. And there's some fine dining. There's some great steakhouses out there. Morton's is out there. Sure. Houston's is out there. So that's really nice. The second thing I would say is go to Newport Beach.
Okay.
And Newport Beach is again, very fancy and schmancy. And it has like this really great, resort out there called Pelican Hill.
Okay.
Which is a gorgeous resort that has this beautiful ocean view and these huge villas and casitas. And it's just amazing. The food is incredible and the people are nice.
And then, do they smoke a lot?
they do not.
Okay.
It's a non-smoking facility like this podcast.
Sure.
And then right next to Newport Beach is a little town called Laguna Beach.
Oh, I've heard of Laguna Beach.
And Laguna Beach has a bunch of things. It has this really fun little cutesy art area. It has a bunch of like they have like little art studios that you can go and visit, art galleries you can go and visit, little gelato places and little foodie spots, little hotels that the back door of the hotel goes out to the sand.
And are there knick-knack shops? So I don't know if you know this about me.
A plenty.
Amanda, anytime there's a store that has a lot of vases or things that, let's say, an older British woman would love. Those are the stores I could spend hours in. And she's like, I watch you in these stores and you're picking up candlestick holders and you're turning them over and you're looking at them, or you're picking up vases and you're feeling the weight of them, or salt and pepper shakers or candle snuffers or things like that. And she's you're in a different world. You look like a different person. You're like hypnotized. And so I used to buy a lot of those things.
Yeah.
And then I end up with these things in my home and I'm like, I don't need another candle snuffer or, you know, salt and pepper shaker. So now I'm allowed to go in and really admire.
Yeah.
But it has to be something that's like, okay, this we can
use. It's a necessity.
But Amanda just lets me go in. So you're saying there's a lot of knick-knack stores.
There's a lot of knick-knack stores. Although I will say San Diego has some of the best little, like, you'll go into a place and they'll have bonsai trees, and then they'll have like all the little accoutrement that you need for it.
Sure.
And then they'll also have like Dharamuti dolls, and then the shop next door is like succulents and air plants. Yeah. And then the store next to that has like, that's really neat.
What's a Dharamuti doll?
So this is a very interesting Japanese thing in that it's a doll that if you try to tip it over, it writes itself
like
back
a Weeble wobbles, but they don't fall down.
It is exactly like a Weeble wobble. But the Japanese tradition with this doll is because it keeps getting back up. It comes with a painted face, but only with no eyes.
Okay.
So the eyes are white. So what you do is you color in one eye, color in one pupil of the eye. Then you make a wish that I want to finish this podcast by the end of the year. I want to introduce this new podcast by the beginning of next year.
Sure.
And that doll sits on the wall in a spot that is constantly looking at you.
Okay.
And until you don't fulfill your wish, you can't give that doll its second eye.
Okay.
But it's papier-mâché, or as some people say, papier-mâché.
I like that.
So then when it's done, you're supposed to set it on fire.
Okay.
But we just throw it away.
I see.
Some people keep it.
Okay.
But I will, one more thing.
Of course.
In this town of Santa Clarita, Marco, I didn't know that about you, that you love knickknacks so much. We have an antique museum.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just down the street.
Okay.
And we're doing nothing tomorrow.
All right.
So we're going to go.
All right. Stay tuned, folks. You might hear another podcast about what I explore in the Knickknack Museum. I'll definitely take a little video and post it on the Patreon for them so that they can see both of us and see what happens to me. Now, you mentioned San Diego, but San Diego is not part of Orange County.
No,
it's its own.
It's its own county.
Yeah. And how far from L.A. of a drive is San Diego? Is it 2 hours?
So from North OC to San Diego, it's about 2 hours.
Okay.
So from, we're pretty much North LA.
Right.
So it'd be probably 3.5 hours.
Yeah, because I've driven to San Diego from LA many years ago. I interrupted you.
No, you're
we
fine.
Were in Newport Beach.
That's right.
I took you
and then
down
Laguna Beach.
And Laguna Beach. So continue.
So Laguna Beach not only has a lot of great little art galleries and all that stuff, but it also has these really great little kind of bay areas where you can go snorkeling or scuba diving. And it has these, our state fish in California is the Garibaldi,
yes,
which is this really bright orange, big kind of heavy fish. And it's so pretty. And we have.
Can you eat it?
Yeah, you can. I don't know. I think it's edible, but I don't think you can actually, I don't think it's legal to hunt it in California.
So I can't go to a place and say, I want fish and chips, but I want the Garibaldi.
I want Garibaldi fish and chips. I don't think it's going to work. So Laguna has a lot of that, and they're like super hippy dippy out there. So they're constantly protesting something.
Okay.
And so it's great. You just see these like everybody from 20-year-olds to 80-year-olds. They're just standing out there with their signs. And they're smoking their hand-rolled cigarettes, and they're just having a blast.
All right, so you mentioned Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
You mentioned Newport, which I think has a beach as
Newport
Beach.
Yeah, right.
You're a kid from OC.
Yeah.
You know OC.
Yeah.
If you were to go to a beach, where would you and your friends or family, like, we're going to the beach, we're going to this beach?
Okay, so it depends on what you want to do.
Okay.
So if you want to go and have a bonfire,
yes,
you're going to have a bonfire in Huntington Beach.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of fire pits. And there's a lot of areas for you to go and do that.
And Huntington Beach is in OC or in LA?
It's in OC.
Okay. Sorry, continue.
There's not really any beaches in LA. I mean, I'll get a lot of flack for that. There's a lot of beach cities.
Like Manhattan Beach, Venice Beach.
Manhattan, okay. Hermosa, Venice, Redondo. You're going to have Malibu. Those are all like Santa Monica has a beach. Those are all beach, like cities with beaches,
right,
or beach cities. But I don't know if you would, I wouldn't really consider them, like a beach that you don't actually go into the water in,
right,
doesn't really feel like a beach.
Fair.
To me.
Fair.
So Laguna, you get in the water and it's wonderful because there's no waves. It's like a bay.
Okay. So Laguna is where you go to swim.
Yeah. Newport too.
Newport too.
Because they put breakers out so the waves don't hit.
Huntington, you go to
surf and bonfire.
And I thought Huntington Beach was a fancy, expensive area.
Oh God, no.
Oh, it's not.
No, no.
Really?
I mean, any beach town in Cali is going to be expensive.
Okay.
But no, Newport and Laguna are going to be the most expensive in OC.
Hence the cigarettes, fancy.
Right, right. Newport. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
They have all that cigarette money.
So you go to Huntington for bonfires. You go to Newport or Laguna for swimming water activities. Where do you go for the sunset? You have a special somebody. And
you have to go to LA for that.
Oh, really?
So that's where you go to like San Pedro or Palos Verdes.
Yeah.
Because it's a peninsula,
yeah,
you can get more of the sunset,
more
of the ocean view of the sun setting. Because in Cali, the sun sets in the west.
Right.
But you can almost see the sun rise off of the water in California. Because the peninsula is facing south.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So you can almost see the sunrise off of the water and see the sun set into the water, which is a very rare thing to be able to witness.
I remember you telling me something where it's like, I want to spend a day.
Yeah.
Where I, can you remind me what
that
is?
It was the SoCal challenge.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You want to like,
tell us this.
Watch the sunrise on the beach and then go to the mountains and do a hike and then go to the deserts and do a hike in the deserts and then go back to that beach and watch the sunset.
And this is called what?
The SoCal challenge.
The SoCal Southern California challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I need to ask you this. So we're not talking about LA at all in this
episode.
We're just gonna
This is all just SoCal.
This is SoCal. And it sounds so natural when you say it, but when it comes out of my mouth, it sounds very phony because it's not something I've been saying all my life. I feel like I should be saying Southern California
you
challenge.
You can say whatever
I'll
you want.
Say it.
Yeah.
Okay. So walk me through where you would do the SoCal challenge. If you're like, I'm gonna do the SoCal challenge, this is where I start, this is where I go.
There is an easier way to do it.
Okay.
If you do it in San Diego.
Still SoCal, right?
It's still SoCal.
Yeah, because it's Southern California. San Diego being one of the most southern areas.
I mean, yeah, it's San Diego and then you're in Mexico.
Right.
So Tijuana, that's it.
That's why I was in San Diego. I didn't want to say it because I was a younger man. And, you know, you can get up to a lot of no good in Tijuana. But and we won't talk about that. Not on this podcast.
not this episode.
No.
So if you start in San Diego in the summertime, when the sun is out the latest,
okay.
If you start in San Diego and you watch the sun rise off of that beach.
Say 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Great.
And then you would drive, I would drive to Joshua Tree, which is a desert like 2 hours out.
So at this point, we're 8 a.m.
Yeah. And then he goes.
Maybe we stopped for a coffee along the way.
Oh,
somewhere.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
So you stop for a coffee, then you go to Joshua Tree, you walk around for a little bit.
And what's neat about Joshua Tree, if I'm not mistaken, that is the Mojave Desert, correct?
Or that's right.
Because only Joshua Trees, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not a SoCal guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll find Joshua Trees in the Mojave Desert, mm-hmm. and you'll find saguaro cactuses in the Sonora Desert.
That's right.
Right? Okay. Thank you. So
and Joshua Trees in the Mojave, that the Mojave also incorporates Death Valley. Death Valley is the hottest point on Earth.
Right.
Not in America, not even in North America, in the whole
planet
of Earth,
right.
Death Valley is aptly named. And I think the highest temperature ever recorded was 134 degrees,
wow.
Which to me, I know this is going to sound ridiculous. It doesn't seem like it's that hot.
No, it's hot, man.
When I go in the sauna is like, what, 170?
Yeah, but that's, so like that's controlled heat. You've got a towel, you've got water. I think it's different.
But yeah.
I think the soil or like the ground
God,
you stand
yeah.
on makes a difference.
For
right?
sure.
It's kind of like, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. It's not it's not the sauna, it's the valley you're
That's
in,
right.
right? It's you're slapped on all sides.
It's also the idea that you could leave at any time
right.
versus the fact that if you were stuck in the desert at 130 degrees, mm-hmm. you might go bananas. So anyway,
so we're admiring a couple of the gnarly Joshua trees.
That's right. You're looking at those.
Maybe we're listening to U2's album, the
yeah.
Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree album.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Great album.
Just hearing some crows.
Sure, I should say that I've opened the door here at Nima's house. And he's like, we might hear a train. We might hear some birds. We might
yeah,
hear
yeah.
some traffic-y sounds.
We actually just missed the train. So
oh,
I'm really happy about that.
I love the sound of
that,
your train.
But yeah, me too.
Okay.
But we're going to hear some garage doors for
okay,
sure.
Okay, great.
And so then we'll go to Joshua Tree. And then from Joshua Tree, I would probably go to just one of the mountains that are around there. If we wanted to get fancy,
always.
We could go to Idlewild.
Sir. Oh, no. Okay.
Idlewild is this little cute mountain town. And it's like if you've ever been to Golden, Colorado. If you've been, do you remember when we went to Salt Lake City and we went to that cute little place
yeah,
that was like on a hill where we found that little Argentine lady
yeah,
that was selling stuff?
Yeah,
and
it's
then,
a famous area and I can't think of,
I can't think of it either. The Egyptian theater is right there.
I have an
there.
Ornament from there.
Right.
They do a festival there, don't they?
Sure. Why not?
yeah, what is it called? Park City.
Park City,
Park
Utah.
Park City, thank you.
So thank God you figured that out.
I was like,
you've already gotten so much flack from your Utah folks.
I have.
Yeah.
First of all, Utah... If I have listeners from Utah,
yeah,
I gotta say I love your state.
I
so
love
much.
It. Oh, I'm so
Utah,
happy you said that. I thought you were gonna
Utah
go the opposite
like,
direction.
I put my hand to my heart and just think of it. It's so beautiful. If you haven't been to Utah and you're thinking I should go to San Moritz this winter, I say no. Not that I have anything against San Moritz. Go to Utah. It's special. It's spectacular.
I mean, as soon as we started talking about Utah, the sun came out from behind the clouds. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
I could live in Utah.
The only thing is, my wife, the lovely Michelle, is from Denver.
Right.
And Denver people never stop talking about how it's Mile High City.
Right.
5280 this, 5280 that.
Right.
It's 5,280 feet in a mile.
Okay.
Okay. They don't ever stop talking about it. Salt Lake City is just about a mile.
Right.
It's a secret. Right. They don't tell anybody. I got off the plane, got to SLC, and I was like, what is happening?
Right.
They're like, oh, we're at high elevation here. Oh, nobody told me. This is a secret. But anyway, so
I don't want to offend my Denver listeners because I love Denver too. It's a beautiful city, and I want to go back because I want to go to Steamboat. Colorado.
Oh, yeah,
I've never been.
I haven't been either.
But colleagues of mine went there, but I met them in Aspen. This sounds so like bougie, but it wasn't. We had to do work, and it was like I didn't really get to see. Like it wasn't like party.
Right.
It was like we have to work. Anyways, that's right. So back to this.
Idlewild.
Idle, like idle hands, and wild, like like not tame.
Yeah.
Okay. Idlewild.
So it's I D Y L L and then W I L D.
Okay.
So it's Idlewild. It's this little sleepy mountain town with these cute little restaurants and these all these little knickknack shops. Love this.
How long does it take from Joshua Park or the desert where we were to Idlewild?
I would say it's probably a 2-hour drive.
Okay, so now 8, 9, we're about 10 p.m. Let's say 10:30 just because maybe we... It's, sorry, 10:30 a.m. We stopped for like snacks at a gas station or something. Okay, 10:30.
So we're at 10:30 over in Idlewild. We go, we grab like a breakfast, and then we walk around the mountain area a little bit.
What breakfast are we grabbing?
So there's
avocado toast, or is it like more of a kind of Western feel where we're having like beans and eggs and sausages?
It's whatever you want. Okay. Because Idlewild has hipstery people that are like, I would like a grain free waffle pancake hybrid.
Yeah.
A poffle, if you will.
No, listen, if you haven't had a poffle, put it on your list. Or the lumberjack.
Or they have a lumberjack breakfast.
Proper English breakfast.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
English/Irish breakfast.
Love it. You can
drown it with a pint of Guinness.
Great.
So we have a little breakfast. We walk around the mountain. And then we're set to come back. So we're done there by about 11:30, 12.
Great.
Come back to San Diego in about 2 hours.
I'm going to say 12 so that we have even numbers.
Yeah.
So now we're back in San Diego at 2. Great.
And then we have to find something to do in San Diego for like, you know,
a few hours. A
few hours before the sun sets.
Okay, so we're in San Diego.
Yeah.
Where are you taking me? What are we going to do? Because we've got some hours to kill.
Marco.
Okay.
Little Italy.
Really?
It is. You have so many different restaurants and just the history of... I mean, I know every Little Italy is about the history and the people that were there and how... But when you have... I'll give you a great example.
Great.
That has nothing to do with San Diego.
Cool.
In LA, Little Armenia is now filled with Vietnamese people.
And this is in Glendale, right?
No.
Oh, it's not?
So Little Armenia was a section of downtown LA.
Oh, downtown.
LA. And what happened was all of the Armenians went and lived there for a while.
Okay.
And then they moved out of there and went to the valley. So they then went to Glendale.
Okay.
And then Glendale became, oh, well, if you're here, we're here. And then Glendale started booming. The restaurants started popping up. So then all of that happened. So all the Armenians moved out of Little Armenia.
Okay.
So Little Armenia now is basically like Little Vietnam.
I see. Okay.
But when you have a Chinatown that's been a Chinatown from Jump Street.
Sure.
That to me is more meaningful.
Okay.
So when you have a Little Italy like you do in San Diego that's been around since forever and it's a port city.
Right.
That means that it's legit.
Okay.
Like even a city like San Pedro, which has, it's next to LA Harbor. It's one of the largest ports in the world.
Right.
Even San Pedro doesn't have a Little Italy.
Right.
It has almost like a Mediterranean kind of lot of like,
feel.
Yeah, different types of food. And it has Italian food and fare. but it has almost more British pubs than it has Italian dining spots. But when you have it like you do in San Diego, it's like all the lampposts. It's almost like Mulberry Street in the Bronx, where the lampposts are painted red, white, and green, and every year they have the feast of, you know, who
San Gennaro. Mulberry Street's in Manhattan.
Are you sure?
Yes, because Arthur Street is in the Bronx.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, I've been misquoting.
You know that Rao restaurant? They make sauce tomatoes. Yeah. That's from Arthur Street in the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
Because I've never been. I want to go to Arthur Street in the Bronx, but I knew Mulberry Street because I worked in Soho many years ago.
You know what confused me was I watched The Bronx Tale with Chaz Palminteri.
Yeah.
Which you're familiar with Chaz?
Yes, I am.
Do you know his actual name?
I do. It's they say it in the Calogero.
Calogero. And so it's his life story, basically.
Right.
And so he hired a bunch of local people from there. And when he was being interviewed about the movie, he said, "I wanted to do a story about growing up in the Bronx, in a neighborhood that's, you know, like Mulberry Street." Right. And so then I just put those together. That Mulberry Street's in the Bronx.
Well, you know what we need to do. We need to take a trip to New York and go to Mulberry Street and then Arthur Street.
And then compare.
And compare. Contrast and compare, as they say in university. And there's some trucks coming by. contrasting and compare. That. But sorry, we've gone on off tangent here.
Because you're fine.
It is now about 2:33 o'clock. We're in Little Italy in San Diego. We've had a nice little meal.
Yeah.
What are we doing next?
So then there's a bunch of little knick-knack shops.
Love it.
Just up and down the streets over there, and the streets get kind of blocked off. I don't know if you have this. I'm sure there is like a main street in like Toronto or whatever city you live in.
High Street in the UK.
Yeah. Of course. That has like the major streets are blocked off and there's a bunch of shops and stores.
Almost
going
like
down
a mall, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like an open air street mall.
An avenue, yeah.
Yeah, like a big avenue. And so that is in San Diego, they have that. So luckily, my cousin Aysan, shout out to cousin Aysan, Dr. Aysan, took me and the lovely Michelle there, and we walked all up and down the streets and looked at all the different things. And it was so great and so much fun. And so then after the meal, we would walk up and down, probably go and have like a glass of vino or something.
Love it.
Head back to the beach and watch the sunset there.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that was our day. That was our SoCal challenge.
That was a really good day.
It was a wonderful challenge.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, the lovely Michelle is the moniker, or the handle that she uses when she's on your podcast, that's your thing.
What do you call her? Just Miracle?
I call her. It's interesting because your wife's name is Michelle Miracle.
That's
how I know you, because I worked with your wife many years ago.
Yeah.
But she has such a beautiful and wonderful last name that we all started calling her Miracle.
Yeah.
And so friends of ours that have heard us talk about Miracle meet Michelle and think it's her first name.
That's right.
And they're like, "What a beautiful name, Miracle. Yeah. Did your parents name you that?" And she's like, "Oh no, that's my last name."
Yeah,
and
they're
like, "I've known Marco for years and he's never said your first name," right? So
I had this issue because I worked with a girl named Michelle. Mm-hmm. And so when I was working with her, when I would talk to other coworkers about my wife, mm-hmm. I didn't want to say, "Oh, Michelle and I went and saw a movie last night."
Because it would
look are you doing with this coworker? Right, I thought you were married.
Right.
So I would say, "Oh, my wife, Miracle," and I would go, and all my friends call Miracle, Miracle.
Of course.
So I would say, "Oh, you know, Miracle and I went and saw a movie, Miracle this, Miracle that." And finally, one of my bosses said to me, do you refer to your wife as Miracle? Like, that's so cute. And I was like, "Oh my God, that's disgusting. Imagine if I was like my miracle wife." I
mean, listen, different strokes for different folks.
But I was like, "No, her last name is Miracle, and we work with a Michelle, so I didn't want to confuse anyone."
Fair enough. Okay, before we end this episode, I need to ask you two more things about Orange County.
Okay,
then this episode's going to trail off. One, when you grew up in Orange County, mm-hmm. No Doubt is from Orange County,
yes,
right?
That's
and
right.
They're like famously from, and that's the musical band. No Doubt, that was the lead singer is or was Gwen Stefani.
That's right.
And I know that their first album had her picking an orange in Orange County.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Did you listen to them? Was it a big thing when they became a hit when you were young? I know you were probably younger, kind of young when they became
I kind of caught them. I didn't know them until they were like into their second or third album.
Okay.
But yeah, they were kind of, like they were kind of a ska band that would tour around. the interesting thing to me is, yeah, they were famous, right. but like the White Stripes,
right,
were from I guess they were from LA.
Okay.
But we would see them
play
yeah, for a while in like little dingy bars and pubs and stuff. That was really fun.
Sure. Okay. My other question to you is, Orange County got its name because I'm sure there was a plentitude of orange orchards there.
That's right. Yeah.
Are there still orange orchards in Orange County? Where could one get, if I wanted to pick an orange from a tree, could I do it in OC, and where would I do it?
I don't think you can anymore. Oh. They're groves, not
groves. Thank
orchards.
You. Sorry.
Apples are orchards.
Thank you.
But orange groves, that is where it got its name. I would assume there's probably still some orange groves out there, but now the orange groves are up on your way to San Luis Obispo, which is further north than like Santa Barbara. How? So you're going like maybe 4 hours north from here to go on the coast. So there is one day when you come here for like a week,
right?
We should take this. There's a train called the Pacific Surfliner,
right?
And it takes you all the way from Orange County all the way up to San Luis Obispo. And we can do some wine tasting up there and back.
Oh, I love
and
this.
It's just a coastal train. It is gorgeous, and you see the orange groves. The other way to see them and smell them.
Oh, I like this because orange blossoms are so delightful.
Amazing.
So delightful.
You go to Disneyland. There's a second park called California Adventure. They have a ride there at California Adventure.
Is it part of Disneyland, California Adventure, or is it its own park?
It's its own park, but they're connected.
Okay.
And so California Adventure has a ride called Soaring, and it used to be called Soaring Over California.
Right.
It would show you all the California stuff, and now it's just called Soaring Over the World, and it shows you all these different things. And Soaring has a part where you go over the orange or the groves, and it would spray the orange blossom smell.
Right.
But also we have a grove in L.A.
Oh, you do?
The Grove.
Oh, The Grove, yes. Which is
named after the orange groves.
Okay.
Because it was all the way up.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, man.
Well, folks, thank you so much, Nima, for, you know, I started off saying we're going to talk about L.A. and we just headed south to Orange County, the O.C., and you gave us great details. You were on The Price is Right.
I
want to talk about that for the Patreons.
Oh, yeah.
Episode, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
We'll just do a mini show for our Patreon patrons on Patreon. You're going to hear a conversation about The Price is Right. For everyone else, thank you for listening. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, evening, or afternoon. Thank you to our listeners who've recently posted some reviews, some very positive reviews, which I will post on social media very soon. Until next time, we hope you were able to listen and sleep.